Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to keep your horse up through the corners. Now, riding good corners is essential for several reasons, including keeping your horse up and off his forehand. Now, that's important for dressage, but also for jumping and general schooling work. So in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss how you can keep your horse up through the corners. So let's start by discussing, why is it important to keep your horse up through the corners? Well, many riders allow their horses to cut the corners and motorbike and lean in as they go. Now, if you allow your horse to fall through the corners, he will tip onto his forehand and you won't be able to use the whole arena properly. So, if you're riding a dressage test, you may find that you're short of space, which is a real problem if you're riding a young horse or a very complicated test where every half metre counts. Now, in show jumping competitions, the ability to keep your horse balanced and uphill through the corners will help prevent a fence down or a run out, and it will also help you shave some valuable seconds off your times during jump-offs. Okay, so let's discuss, how deep should you ride a corner? Well, the first thing to understand is that you should not attempt to ride the corners deeper than your horse's training level. Now, riding deep corners doesn't automatically mean that your horse will be more uphill. In fact, pushing for too much too soon will probably unbalance the horse even more. So, if you're working at, for example, British Dressage Elementary level, and your horse is able to comfortably negotiate a 10 metre circle, then you can make the corner equivalent to a quarter of a 10 metre circle. But basically, the more advanced the horse, the deeper you can ride the corners. So now let's talk about why corners can make the horse more uphill. Well, to ride a good corner, your horse will have to follow the correct uniform bend, remain moving on one track, keep a consistent rhythm, and understand a half halt. Now, all of those elements combine to bring the horse's inside hind leg more underneath his body, which in turn lightens the shoulders and makes his balance more uphill. So now let's go through the steps on how to keep your horse up through the corners. So, step number one, as you approach the corner, use a half halt to balance your horse. Now, if your horse is young or struggles for balance, you may need to use a series of half halts. Step number two, keep your inside leg on the girth and establish the correct bend through the horse's body, and use your outside rein and outside leg to guard the horse's outside shoulder and prevent the quarters from falling to the outside. Now, by establishing the correct bend and keeping the horse moving on one track, you will engage the horse's inside hind leg, which will lift his shoulders and keep him up through the corner. Step number three, as you ride into and out of the corner, remember to keep riding forwards, because you need that impulsion to maintain the rhythm and to drive the horse's inside hind leg further underneath his body. And lastly, step number four, as you leave the corner and reach the long side, ride another half halt to prevent the horse from losing his balance and falling onto his forehand. Now, it can also help to ride the horse in a slight shoulder fall position as you exit the corner. And that's basically it. But if you don't have the correct bend and your horse isn't on one track, you won't be able to engage his inside hind leg. Now, if you're still having trouble, here are three exercises that can help. So, exercise number one. Now, you can ride this exercise in the walk to begin with, progressing to the trot and canter as your horse becomes more established and balanced. So, take up a slight inside track on the long side as you approach the corner. Then push your horse sideways in leg yield so that you ride deep into the corner, maintaining the inside bend as you go. And then keep your inside leg on the girth to create the bend. Use your outside leg to prevent the quarters from swinging out, and use your outside rein to prevent the horse from sliding out through the shoulder, and be sure that you don't have too much neck bend. and then ride your horse forward and keep the same rhythm and tempo as you approach the corner and as you ride through it. So in essence, you are starting on a slight inside track, a few steps of leg yield into the corner, and then you will ride through the corner and out again. Now exercise number two. And this exercise prevents the horse from cutting the corner and helps to develop more engagement and uphill balance. So start by establishing a good, energetic working trot and go large around the arena. Now as you approach the corner, ride a smooth transition to walk, pushing your horse deep into the corner. Now imagine that your horse is bent through his body at a right angle so that he has his forehand on the short side and his body on the long side. And then again, as you leave the corner, make the transition back into working trot. And the last exercise, exercise number three, is one that will help keep the horse's hind leg engaged as you ride through and out of the corner. So, on the long side before the corner, put the horse into a slight shoulder fore position. Keep your leg on and maintain the shoulder fore position through the corner. And then as you ride out of the corner, make the horse straight again, and then ride forward into a medium trot down the long side. Now you can ride this exercise in trot and canter, but start with the trot until everything becomes established and balanced, and then move on to the canter. So to wrap this episode up, keeping your horse up through the corners helps to keep your horse's balance. It helps to bring his inside hind leg more underneath him and helps you to use the whole arena properly. Now you can help to keep your horse up and off his forehand as you ride through the corners of the arena by using the exercises that we've talked about to help create more engagement. But in essence, remember that to ride a good corner, you have to have a correct uniform bend, your horse has to be moving on one track, he has to keep a consistent rhythm, and he has to understand the half-halt for you to help balance him. All of these ingredients mixed together will help your horse lighten his shoulders and therefore help to keep him more up. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.